It's Social Web Cafe. Got your favorite drink and ready to sit back and relax? Okay, here we go.
Motivating magnificence, inspiring innovation. This is Marketing Momentum with Charles and Deborah, your weekly checkpoint to encourage the marketing momentum that is within you. I'd have to. Charles shares secrets.
Because the ones that I've got just won't do. The smile on your face.
Charles shares what has worked for him in sales and on the internet.
What I realize, I'm living inside of this
perfect. Welcome, everyone, to Marketing Momentum with Charles and Deborah. Hi, Charles.
Hello, Deborah. How are you?
I need to come up with, like, a different intro, because otherwise I could just put, like, a ditto on all of them that are the same. It's like, okay, different outfit, different color eyeshadow, but same at the beginning.
Mine is always the same eyeshadow.
That's what I was doing video editing, and now I'm trying to remember the rest of it, because I think I stopped. You said, this is another place where I'm really different from Deborah, and I thought, yeah, I could name some. There's a gender difference there.
Yeah. Although that's one part, man. I don't envy. I don't want to wear eyeshadow. I don't think.
I don't envy
my wife at all.
Who is it? RuPaul?
No, I'm not.
That is just gorgeous as as a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Just like.
Yes.
I was going to say if I were a lesbian, but I guess actually, well, anyway, that crosses a couple times.
Right, yes.
He is like drop dead gorgeous. But he must like wearing eyeshadow, and that's where you're different from RuPaul, too, so.
I guess he must like it, right? Yes.
So, speaking of ingenuity, which is what you've been talking about, so what. Our like, you know, toolbox of secrets, because you're very effective. I've watched like emails go out, and the one that had the free download on the Hangout Queen, and then I get another one. It's like, dude, he's like really selling these really quickly. So what are your secrets?
So the mailing list happened by accident and to some degree. I would do it, but the way that it happened, oddly enough, I would do it again the same way. And there's a lady, her name is Barbara Ling, and she coined the phrase, or maybe it was Ben, I don't know who coined the phrase, called buyer infiltration method. So the buyer infiltration method is that you find somebody who's out, and you say, well, hey, you know what? You've got this product. It's on this subject. I'm going to give you a bonus to offer to your people. All that I ask is that you allow them to opt into my list, right? What product owner is not going to say no if you've got a high-quality bonus? So basically when that person writes their sales page and they say, you get all this stuff and there's a guy, man, he's got this dynamite thing, you're going to get that as a bonus. What I get is every time somebody goes inside their members area, they say, oh, man, this is this free thing. Who doesn't want something free? So they download, they go in, they opt in, they download. And that's basically, that was the start of my list, right? And so after that, I sort of knew what the topic was. And the topic at that time was that people wanted to know about this new way of doing mobile marketing called proximity marketing. Right. So in proximity marketing, if you don't know, is where, you know, let's say I've got my Android and I enter into this 15-mile radius of a certain part of my city. And then I get a message, right, just based on my geography. I either get a push message or I get a text message saying, hey, come to Jack's, right, come to Jack's Tacos. Right, and
it's bacon burgers or
right. So yeah. It's relevant because that message went out, and I'm maybe 5 minutes from Jack's, or I'm about to pass by Jack's, And so that's a hot message. Thing was, the technology is probably still catching up. So your average man on the street still can't do that for a business owner. But that was what I was writing the private label rights content for. I was writing for those marketers that wanted to go out and sell that service. I was close to them. I was inside of Skype groups. So I didn't have to survey anybody to know what they wanted. I didn't have to ask them, because ordinarily you would have to survey your list to know what it was they were working on, what it was they wanted. So when I launched, right, when I launched that product to my list, when I launched it to in a Skype group, people bought it like crazy. Because everybody was talking about proximity marketing. They didn't really have the stuff on their blog, right? So they could get this content, put it in their blog. They could make a little report out of it. And
it was cutting edge.
You know, it was right. Man, it was right there. And I sort of write, you know, I can conceive this stuff and I can write pretty fast. My wife is very good at editing and really putting it and making it, you know, giving it a professional edge and making sure I don't have anything hanging out my nose. So, you know, I can just write it and I can kind of – and she knows what I'm trying to say generally. So I can I get it as good as I can. I hand it off to her. She makes it professional, and then we have a nice little package there. So when I put that package together, right, I didn't have any fear. I mean, I knew – it was a good package. So my first sales letter was probably the worst sales letter ever, right? But I think what came out was that, number one, it was cutting edge. Number two, my enthusiasm for the product, right? Because I knew it was solid. I knew what they were getting was good.
And they caught that as far as your writing style? They were able to kind of catch that vibe?
I think so. I think they caught mm-hmm. that. And so I followed that up. Well, I said, okay, well, people are still into mobile marketing. So I created more private label rights content for marketers. My list was growing, right? And so then I went to the Warrior Forum to launch another private label rights product this time. And so when I launched that product, and this was probably to date, has been probably the best-selling program that I've ever done. And I took a chance by adding in, I think, what I probably bring best to any product, and that is I went out in Haro, right, and I looked for people on Haro that had success using mobile marketing. And this was 2 years ago, so even though – it was still relatively new, so there weren't going to be a lot of business owners to call me back and say, hey, you know, I've had good success using mobile marketing. But what happened was I had a reply from a supplier of mobile marketing service. He said, well, we've got this customer, that customer, that customer, that customer. We'd be happy to allow them to tell their story. So I got these guys and I interviewed them, they were awesome, awesome, awesome guests. I mean, I couldn't have asked for anything better.
And enjoy the smooth, sultry sounds of Deborah E. Sultry, smooth jazz.
I wish I could say, it really was, I sort of knew what to do and who to ask, but the fact that they were so good was just luck or something. Talk to, he's got a restaurant down in El Paso or something. His name is Jay Jarrier, and the name of his restaurant is Il Carne Rosso or something. Now here's a guy who does all of his advertising, all of it on Twitter and Facebook, nothing else, and mobile. Couldn't find a better guest for a mobile marketing product. And so when I interviewed him, man, he's just talking about how this is how you got to do it. This is how I did it. You don't need all that other stuff. And yeah, you could say, you could listen to him and say, well, yeah, you know, you can't do it all totally like that. But he's like, he is passionate
he's
about
on fire.
The fact
he's
that, man, I got my employees doing this, and you got to get your team involved, and everybody in my restaurant, we're all tweeting and we're all doing this stuff.
So
does it matter to me? Yeah.
So what you're saying is you put together a product on how to do the mobile marketing, and then to enhance that, to help it sell, or as like bonus product, you went out and interviewed people, and they didn't have to have anything to do with Terrence Harper or Gain Mindshare, anything. They're just people that are using similar techniques already. They can get really excited and say, wow, this really works. So that people say, whoa, wait, I want to know how to do that. And that's where your how-to product came into. So, I mean, it's like you're almost combining two different things that complement each other in order to make the sale.
It really was. And I guess to add to that was I had not sold any mobile marketing, so it wasn't like, you know, I was going to go and drop all this vast amount of practical knowledge. I didn't have it. So I had to go borrow it, and the people that came with the information, they just brought it. Couldn't ask for better guess. And so every product that I created after that was what was good, but it never was as good as those two, because the Skype groups that I was in, they broke up, right? Because I was when I was inside of those groups, right, I could have tried to get myself into another one, but I was in it, so I knew exactly. So when I wrote a sales letter, and I guess maybe my sales letter was good because I didn't have to struggle with language. I didn't have to know how to be inside of their head. I knew what they were saying. I knew the language they were using.
You were inside their head.
I was in there, man. I knew what problems they were having. So when I wrote stuff like, you know, try to explain proximity marketing to a business owner, and they're going to look at you like you're crazy. That was the experience they were having. They were going out to these business owners. They were trying to talk about proximity marketing. The business owner were looking
like what?
Yes, and I don't even know what mobile marketing is. You're trying to tell me about this other thing. So, the copy wrote itself, and I guess if there is any secret to any of this, and I've since taken a lot of copywriting classes. I mean, I just had a guy on yesterday who, like the last product I think I paid $500 for, right? His name is Brian McLeod, and I consider him like my Yoda, like my little copywriting Yoda kind of dude. And
you have the
I've
greatest expressions.
<That's>
the hustling Yoda.
He
there
is.
You go. Anyway.
Yeah, and now I've learned a lot about writing copy, but there's no substitute for knowing the language, and there's no substitute for being inside of somebody's head. And if there's a secret, man, you don't have to be Dan Kennedy if you're like real close to those people. And the funny thing is, one of the things that really helped me, I guess, probably 8 months back when I was really struggling, I think, in a product creation mode, was Eben Pagan. And I have a very expensive course I paid for Eben Pagan. Hadn't listened to it. I was in the doldrums. Busted out this course. I said, okay, I'm going to start listening to these things. I pay a lot of money for it. And he said, one thing you got to do is you got to go to Walmart. And you have to go listen to people. Just shut your brain off. Right? Stop.
Excuse me, I'm eavesdropping.
Right, yeah, and just go stand in the aisle and listen to how people talk. And he said, and he's right. And he said, marketers think that people talk like marketers, and they don't. People talk like other people. And so it was amazing. It was kind of like,
that's
oh
like
my
brilliant.
Goodness. It is. And I had been writing emails, yes, to other marketers, but still, marketers, when they talk to their family, they talk like human beings. And when people read emails, right, you have to incorporate some of what they're going through, but you have to talk to them like they talk. And that was like illuminating, and it really got me out of the dump. So, what would I say?
You make a good point, though, on that, because I was thinking, you know, if somebody comes up and says, "Okay, talk about the financial industry," I feel like I'm almost tripping over myself because I'm trying to translate it into something that makes sense for a normal language. But if I actually go into a firm, you know, I mean, they're moving around and the market's good and they're, you know, they're throwing hacky sacks across. I shouldn't give it like that, but I mean, they're just really into it. All of a sudden you're speaking the language and you don't realize that you've shifted into that one because it's like a native language.
It is. It is. And that more than anything else. And so now the other thing is that, okay, so how do you come up with an idea? Right? How do you come up with an idea for a product, even if you have a list or if you don't have a list? You know, the thing that...
I like watching you think. I mean,
you know, the thing that really made... There are a couple of things that really made a difference, right? It's like you kind of have to get to the point where you're not trying to protect yourself and you're willing to, like, flat out bomb. I mean, and that's hard because you do have to get to a point where you say you're going to put something out that you love, right? You put a lot of effort into, and that you're stewarding this thing. And, you know, it's like, I mean, I don't want to say it's like giving birth because that kind of, you know, every time I say that, my wife looks at me like, you know, like, what do you know? But
you're conceptualizing.
Right. But you're bringing this thing. And, man, you've been working on it, chewing on it, and you think, this is really going to be hot. And then it sells two or three.
It's not hot.
Okay. If somebody emails and says, Charles, I don't understand what you're trying. What are you offering me here?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and it bombs. And that's the best possible experience that you could possibly have if you're selling, especially selling information products, is to have a couple of things that people just say, I don't know what you are talking about. This is just what is this? And because then you just figure out, okay, well, you know what? I got to pick myself up. And when you do that, you kind of feel like how stupid could I have been to put this thing out? What was I thinking? And you think everybody thinks that you're an idiot, but really you pick yourself back up. You start, you know, talking to the community again, your list of subscribers, and you pick up like the next day like nothing happened. And then you try to just continue to help them, right? And then you come up with another idea. And some of them just go flat, right? And then some of them that I thought I did something a little while ago. That I call Prospect Accelerator Pro. It's probably, I don't know, a year ago. And I said, okay, well, the first X number of you, like, I'll bring you, you know, I'll interview you, you know, I'll do a webinar for you. That's that whole thing. I don't know what I was thinking about. This is the dumbest thing I've done. But that said, you know, it sold really fast, shut it down, and then I think maybe 4 months later, you know, I opened it up again, shut it back down again. What I learned from that is this, that I think people are understanding over time, and yeah, it's overstated that you have to have a relationship, you know, with your list. And I don't even like to call it a list. I like to call it a game, mind share community now. I know these people, you know?
Can you tell on your webinars, the way you interact with people? It's like you don't just know their name. You know these people.
I know these people.
The show notes for this episode are located at socialwebcafe.tv under episodes.
Yeah, so, you know, when somebody emails me, right, I know them. I've probably talked to them before. So I think more than anything else, if I have and I would even call this a secret. Maybe if somebody's out there and they're thinking, I don't know if I want to, I want to put a product out there. I don't know if I want to do that. Who am I to put that out there? Well, if you're in fourth grade, and the people who are, let's say, in your community are in second grade, right? You can put something out there, and it's not necessarily about it's about moving everybody along, because unfortunately, I don't think I would have pressed myself to learn more about writing copy had I not started creating products. I just would not have. Mm-hmm. I mean, and when I look back on some of the stuff I wrote, it's horrible, right, in terms of selling. But I never would have gotten better had I not done this. But I think going back to the to knowing people, there was who did I read this from? The book was called Rework. It was by the guys who did 37 Signals. And they were basically saying, well, look, who was it? No, it was Tim Ferriss. And everybody, you know, has different reactions to the 4-hour work week, right? And that, because it was kind of the shot off the bow, right? Everybody was kind of like, okay, well, you know, let's think about this idea. So now, having been in this a little while, you know, the idea, I go back and forth about not being available to people, right, who send me email, and not being available to people who call me. I want to know these people, right? Mm-hmm. I want to know these people, because, you know, I've gotten calls, right, from people, and they said, you know, Charles, you need to fix this, because so now I'm, and I've had people telling me this, so that, you know, I'm not gonna refund this, right? Because I know what you're trying to do, but look, man, you got to fix this thing. And that mattered to me.
Within the product, like they purchase a product from you.
Within the product, exactly. And they're saying, man, ordinarily I would, you know, if I didn't know you, man, I would just send this thing back. But the fact that they knew me, they said, you know what, Charles, fix this, like, you know, seriously. And that, you know, and that has always, and I get that sometimes. Not that I have a lot of stuff to fix all the time, but
that's a double benefit, because you get the feedback and you don't lose the sale. I mean, that's a relationship.
It is. And more than anything else, I don't think that because I'm selling things on the internet, I should hide. And I know some people have their differing views on that, that you can't possibly know everybody, and that you have to at some point not be answerable to everybody. And I was going in that direction. And then I sent a support ticket, and I think I told you about this, to Andrew Warner over at Mixergy, right? And so, you know, I said, well, you know, I don't know if I want to do this. Where can I find this? I wasn't even a customer then. So this cat is talking to me over the course of an hour through support ticket, right? Well, you know, here's what you can do. Really nice.
That makes you feel warm and fuzzy, right?
It does. And you know, really? He probably got a customer for life. Now, that's a good. I don't need an affiliate link. I tell people all the time, you need to get a membership to Mixergy, right? You don't do anything else. Go get one just to get the information and just to see how he does stuff. And there's some stuff that he's doing in there, I think, leaves to be desired. Like some of the design is not cool, but you know what? When he answered me those support tickets and he kept the conversation going with me, that mattered. That stuck with me. It's kind of like, man, I know this cat, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think now, as I move, you know, my business to local, move out of doing, you know, content products or marketing consultants, I think my feeling is that even if I sell, like, the first thing that I want to do in Harrisburg is to market the same course that I'm about to sell to marketing consultants, which is kind of 30 days to get your book written, published, and then, you know, show them how to do a platform, show them how to do a Google Hangout, show them how to do, you know, Blog Talk Radio to build their platform for their book.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know these people, right? So I don't – that's what I'm taking – That's one thing I'm taking from this, is I want to know these people. The other thing I'm taking is that I don't think I fully understood what joint venture means, right? And so I think I understand that now. And so in one of his books, it's called Networking with Millionaires, Dr. Stanley, Thomas Stanley, says you have to give before you ever receive. So my feeling is that before I ask to be involved in something, like, I want to get people and try to make sure I help anybody. And it doesn't matter, right? If I help somebody to get more business for them, and it doesn't have to get me anything, right? I want so if I can get somebody, if I see a person, like I talked to this one guy's name is John Kane, brand new, just started creating PLR. I was like, hey man, why don't you put this in here? It'll be a bonus, but you'll get some opt-ins, right? Mm-hmm. I love doing that because it has nothing to do. I don't want anything back. At some point, if I go to them and they help me out, fine. But I kind of feel like if I keep doing that, right? If I just keep, that's a joint venture to me that I'm giving. Eventually, when I want something to happen, it'll happen. It doesn't have to happen from those people. So when I go in and I take my whole thing over to Harrisburg or gradually move it over, I want to be on the giving end as much as possible.
So you're a helper.
To create joint ventures. Yeah, but now I'm not doing it for charity.
Right.
Right? You know, because the truth of the matter is that when you get – well, for instance, you're having Hangout Queen on the inside of my product for Google Hangouts helped sell it. Mm-hmm. It helped sell it, right? Because people could look on that sales page, they say, oh, well, I get some blueprints too. Man, maybe I better get this thing. It helped.
And it helps me in the opt-in.
And it helps you in the opt-in. So, man, I want to always be – and there are so many opportunities.
Watch Marketing Momentum live on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time at socialwebcafe.tv/live.
To do that, and somebody told me this a lot. Evan Pagan said this, that when you and this is the thing. Are you trying to debate on whether or not you're going to create a product or service, right? You're going to try to sell it, and let's say it bombs. A product is equity. It's equity. So because when you go to somebody, you come to me and you say, Charles, I want a joint venture with you, man. And I say, well, what do you want a joint venture? Let's sit down and talk, man. Okay. What do you want to talk about? Well, man, let's create this and you do this thing and I'll do this thing. And you know, Deborah, what that sounds like. It sounds like I'm just going to have a lot of work to do.
Yep.
So I'm kind of like, let's table that right now, right? But if somebody comes to me and they say, you know what, hey, you know what, I've got this, I got this product I created, and you know, if you need anything, if you need a bonus or anything, that offer that, I'm all over that.
That's I'm not brilliant. Even right there.
I'm just all over that. And so, a product is equity. So when you go to somebody, and you have something already. Right, they're gonna be more apt to listen to you, and you don't need to try to get them to try to sell for me, right? I don't need an affiliate, right? You know, we don't need to start our relationship like that. It doesn't have to be you sell my product for me so I can make money. It's like, no, I got this really cool product. People like it. You can take a look at it if you want. And hey, if you want to add it inside of yours. Right, and if it helps you sell, here's a graphic. Have at it, man. I'm saying yes to that all day, and I have never been turned down.
Wow, that's pretty significant. And you know what? That's how we started this, didn't we? You start to talk about that as far as the complementary products. Like for instance, our products don't compete. You're teaching people like for instance, the Blog Talk Radio. I'm not teaching that, but I'm teaching Hangouts. But they're sort of, if somebody wants to do both, they're somewhat complementary.
Yep, right on, right on. And so if you're, let's say, so if you're listening, you're thinking, well, I don't know enough to teach anybody. Well, if you want to make money online, right, and you're not having any success, create something, right? Create something. Put it in S2 member. S2 member is simple to use. Mm-hmm. Put it in WordPress, stick it in S2 member, and then just start talking to people, right? And when you find somebody that's got something that's complimentary and maybe they're having trouble, you know, making the sale, let them use your product as a bonus. Don't try to hit them up and say, well, you know, can you sell my product as an affiliate? Well, no. You know, give, right? Mm-hmm. Give as much as you can. And what ends up happening is that person will never forget. People who did that for me, I never forget them. And so, you know, there's some people that have come to me and they've said, Charles, will you mail on this? And I know it's not going to sell, right? I know when I send it out, it's not going to sell, right? But I will do the best I can for them. If I can possibly make it fit for my community, right? So I try to frame it so that I know, okay, well, this is who this is not for. So yeah, I'm going to send this out, but don't get this if you're here, here, and here, right? I want to be honest with the community. I think everybody in my community appreciates that. And then, you know, the people who want it, who find use for it, they buy it. Now, I still sell it, right? I still write for it as if I'm trying to sell it, but I don't want anybody – I'm not going to sacrifice my community for it.
Right.
But at the same time, though, if somebody has really kind of been kind of helpful to me, that's a business relationship, right? So you know, I'm willing to work. So, like, for instance, if you came to me and you said, hey, you know what, Charles? I'm developing this new, you know, there's this new thing with Google Hangouts. I've got this course. Hey, man, I'm going to find a way to get that to my community. I'm going to find the right people, and I'm going to send it right now. I might have to preface everything. I might have to tell them, hey, you know what, if you're not doing these things, it's probably not going to be for you, but there's some of you all who are out there who this is going to be for, right? Because, again, it's all about, you know, the relationships and the stuff that we do. So I think if I have any advice or I have any secret, I think you have to, even if you're a service provider, right? If you're a service provider, I mean, unless you just like providing services forever, you need to create something. And you need to do it and then use it as equity. It doesn't have to be that you're going to make money for it. Use it as equity to open doors for you with people that you could never get access to. Right now, I'm not going to say that you're going to send your product to, I don't know, John Jantz at Duct Tape Marketing. He's going to put it in his next membership site, right? But it's a lot easier of an introduction, right, than –
the nothing.
You know, would you please send this out to your list of 10 gazillion people?
I got this rubber ducky that I've had for 30 years. Could you please send this?
That's right.
Oh. Wow. I hate to end this one. This is good stuff, Charles. We're like, we're on the top.
Oh, yeah. No, I said I wasn't going to hold anything back, so.
Oh, my goodness. This is good stuff. This is like definitely I can see an article with this video embedded because this is stuff I think people need to see visually like an outline. And so these are Charles' tips, his secrets. So
yeah.
I'm getting all excited. You know how much I love to
– It's as much out of what I did wrong than what I did right. So
beautiful. Thank you so much, Charles, for sharing these.
Oh, yeah. If it helps anybody, I'm happy. So.
Excellent. And for all of you viewers and listeners, you can watch the replays, the archives of all of the Marketing Momentum shows on socialwebcafe.tv. We're also on iHeartRadio. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on Spreaker. We're all over the place. But if you want the hub, you can go to socialwebcafe.tv and find out all the information and the show notes and so forth. So thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, everybody. Take care.
And have a wonderful day.
Subscribe to the Social Web Cafe podcast at socialwebcafe.tv to receive a fresh and free episode of Marketing Momentum every Thursday.